Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 234, 234, consecutive numbers here. 234 episodes.
I like that.
Of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
Very easy to remember that one.
Hopefully.
That's better than the palindrome.
All the times that we need. Well, palindromes, you can get them like wrong and still get them right.
Palindromes mess up my dyslexia.
I was going to say, how is that not easier for you with dyslexia?
I don't know. It just messes me up.
So we are chat quickly about the previous episode.
Well, I think we need to give ourselves a pat in the back. Three in a row.
Let's set this
come
one
on.
Up first.
Come on. There we go. Hey, fabulous. Love the Windows event.
So we, what kind of experiences would you like to see in a holographic world?
Right.
Was our question of the week.
Fabulous
Fads, as if Kinect wasn't enough, HoloLens brought us even closer to the Minority Report. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
The whole idea that technology is kind of getting out of the way. I think one of the coolest things is with a head-mounted display or a computer, your hands are free.
And it's, I mean, he's even just asking, he just would like to start off with a simple Skype conversation with them sitting.
Which is something that, we
totally
demoed. So, yeah.
Now, would they have to see, I don't know.
I believe the demo they showed was the someone else was seeing through your eyes.
Right, I was about to say.
And then it was helping you do something.
And it was, they were flat, as in like your traditional Skype.
They were using it on a Surface.
But yeah, they were a Surface on one end,
yeah.
And then the person that had the super cool HoloLens, they're the ones that actually just saw them as like a Surface on the wall.
Yeah.
Surface on the wall from an experience, and then they could interact. So that, to me, that's really cool.
Because you can put them where you want.
You're in the way of the drain tube. I'm going to move you.
Can you imagine
there.
Like... Football Sunday or something, especially if you have friends back in the East Coast.
We should put in a request
for
a HoloLens to be able to film this, where we could actually be 3D holograms that they could watch on the HoloLens. Could we put that in the budget?
We'll see if we can get added to the queue. I'm sure it is a very short,
very
list,
short
of people,
list of things that want to do that.
That would want to play with technology.
Good to see you, Fabus.
Develop KC, not sure why they didn't call it HoloLens. Cortana's part and everything going
could
on.
Be.
It's cute. And it is kind of like a circle, like a halo.
I like it how he brings up DWH, driving while hologram. Although it'd be an awesome heads-up display.
That's no different than the current, driving while distracted. You're not supposed to have a screen in front of you. Although, as years have passed, that went from you're not supposed to have anything distracting to every car comes with like an 8-inch tablet running in their dashboard now, right?
And his side note, talking about which is safe for texting, talking, HoloLensing, Bluetoothing, Google Glassing, whatever it happens to be. I saw a study that actually said even if you have a headset and your hands free trying to carry conversation, you are still just more distracted.
Yeah, the distraction doesn't come from having a limb.
No,
it's the fact
up.
That your mental capacities are trying to concentrate on the conversation.
Yep.
Yeah,
very.
Although not having a hand on the wheel is not great either.
I just find that I just don't carry my phone on me anymore, so that way
I don't pick up the. Although if I set my phone to connect to Bluetooth in my car, then it automatically goes into driving mode and I can ignore calls real easy.
So good point.
That's where I live.
Good point.
Interesting question from JTZ Becky.
I think that's right.
JTZ Becky?
JTZ Becky.
JTZ Becky. You're going to have to let us know.
Yeah, if we mispronounce it.
Please, yes.
We take no responsibility for the proper pronunciation of the name.
However, since I'm a parent, I'm kind of curious to the fact of parental control. Well, considering it's built on Windows, and Windows already does have parental controls in it, does it? You're the parent.
Yeah, no, it totally does.
I know that Xbox does.
Yeah, I get full reports on what my kids as child accounts are doing on the multiple machines in my house that I've set it up for. You have to set it up on a per machine basis with the current version of how it works. And then it gives you a report of what they're doing, how much time they're spending, what kind of apps they're playing, what kind of websites they're going to.
And you can set like either both times they're allowed to use it.
Let's just say
and a allotted amount of time per day.
I've seen it so far where a friend of mine who also has young kids has stated, here you go, here's your device you can go off and play with. You must spend half the time with educational games, half the time with fun games.
Wow.
And he gets a report at the end of the week and he's actually look at them and they actually are categorized as educational or not. And he's like, oh, you're over the limit. This is your first warning. and the kids get two warnings before he starts removing applications because they're controlled.
Like group policy kind of deal?
Well, he's using Windows Intune, and so he can actually remove apps from the devices.
That is awesome.
He's a mobile device guy. And so the kid says, yeah, yeah, you can't do anything. He's like, no, I can. Click, 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 click. They're all gone. So the kid now properly responds to stimuli of having the threat of apps being removed. So extra little bit of draconian parental capabilities there.
So that's very cool. Those are built into Windows now. Yeah. and since the device is built on Windows, like that'll just work.
But we are making absolutely no forward-looking statements, right? We should always preface that.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. I was actually going to bring up Xbox as well.
Yeah,
as
same thing. And phone. Oh, the phone as well, too.
Oh, I haven't played with that either. I try not to put any controls on my phone. I try to lock myself out of things.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get out of kids' corner the one time. I was showing someone. I'm like, how do I... Oops.
Press the power button.
Yeah, no, I figured it out. It took me, I should have tried
working.
It first before demoing it to someone.
Yeah, you definitely want to try that one out.
Andre.
My bad. I apologize. I take full responsibility for this. I put in the notes, and you'd find the town codes, and we kind of did a hybrid mesh work load.
We didn't double check. Usually, like, one of us would do it, the other one double check. We kind of fell off. Yeah. We'll fix that link to the brain box.
That test link scenario didn't work, that test case. Sorry.
But if you send us a postcard, we'll send you a 9-guy for finding that.
Absolutely. I think that's about it. I didn't check Twitters. I haven't seen too much on the Twitters.
I didn't see anything on there.
Yeah. So let's get started with this week.
With the sound on. In an interesting take on wearables, Leatherman has come out with a bracelet that includes 25 tools.
It is surprising.
On a wearable device?
Device, I'm going to say it's surprisingly analog.
Yeah.
Because there's no digital components to it whatsoever.
And stylish.
Oh, very
like,
stylish.
It looks like, super cool.
You will see me wearing one of those, I'm sure, because I love the look
at
it. I need another wrist to be able to put it on. This was actually the CEO of Leatherman, or the president of Leatherman, that used to get upset because he could no longer carry his Leatherman tool. And
right.
That's what came in the idea.
I mean, I have a Leatherman Wave that I got, I don't know how long ago, that has followed me through the years and is super handy, but it's super handy because it's on my desk at work, at home, not with me.
I have lost 3 Leathermans to TSA.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this won't get through TSA.
Well,
I don't know.
There's no knives on it. You notice it's mostly screwdriver heads.
I have taken, I don't know, I've had random stuff taken, like the amount of time they spend staring at my nail clippers.
I'm telling you. But basically, it's a wearable multi-tool. You never really have to worry about taking off. You always have it access to you at all times. You basically can go through and pick and choose up to 25 different combinations of the pieces. So, for instance, for you Canadians, you can get those Robertson screwdriver bits that the Americans don't know what they are, as an example. And you can use it.
What are they?
You have to look that one up.
All right.
But there's even a cool one where they have a special version of it. Again, this is all still TBD as far as pricing and availability and sort of stuff, at least at the time of recording it was. There's actually a specialized Swiss watch version.
Said estimated this fall.
Yep.
So later in this year to have a Swiss-made watch, and the bracelet is just the Leatherman tool.
So
same idea, you'd have a watch on you, consolidate, you can consolidate, you know, one wrist maybe.
Time for a watch upgrade.
And then have your tools with you. It's kind of cool. Cool concept of bringing, you know, utility back into wearables and with a fashionable design. I like it.
I definitely am going to be a purchaser, I do believe.
In our industry, a lot of times reaching for the future, sometimes come up with new technologies, sometimes leads to failure, and we are told to embrace that because that's how you do new things, is trying things, getting out of your comfort zone, and sometimes it not going according to plan. We have the benefit that prototypes and things failing don't really have a massive outfall from it. Last week, NASA had their Day of Remembrance, where they do things far more incredible than I think most of the things we'll ever do in our lifespan. And unfortunately, some brave individuals have lost their lives in the pursuit of space travel and the exploration of the universe. So the Day of Remembrance remembers the crews from the Columbia, Challenger, the Apollo 1 crew, as well as Mike Adams, who is the first in-flight fatality for the space program. He piloted something called the X-15.
Oh, yeah.
As well as those lost in test flights and aeronautics research throughout history. It's a solemn day. It's not our normal kind of space desk update, but it's. I think it's important to remember those who came. I'll say before us, but we're not in space yet. Which is, I think, something cool that because of the efforts of these yeah. people, we have, you know, GPS, we have satellites, we have explored the far ends of our solar system, we have robots on Mars.
We've got people landing, we've got objects and robots landing on comets.
Yeah.
Insane stuff.
It's amazing work. We thank everyone who's part of that program, everyone who has been part of that program. The website actually has details on each of those incidents. It goes into a bunch of detail. A little tidbit from last week's Windows 10 announcement that we didn't get to cover, and I think is really
exciting. I thought we covered everything.
There was a lot of news. We were excited about holograms.
So much stuff, yeah. A little distracted.
Around music. Mm-hmm. So Xbox Music will allow you to enable private music collections by placing your music in OneDrive.
Right.
It's pretty much as simple as that. You place it on there, synchronizes to any device that has Xbox Music, which is awesome. I think previously it was kind of tuned more to the subscriber model. I have been collecting music for a very long time, back from ripping my own CDs.
You mentioned in the last show, talking about USB drives and sort of stuff.
Right, so now you can just place them into your collection in OneDrive and then access them from any Xbox One music.
And I don't know if that feature is available as of yet, but they talked about what it was, because there are certain services and certain features that are not available with the build of Xbox Music that is there with the technical preview for Windows 10.
That's if you're a part of the Windows Insider program.
Which you can go and subscribe to and be able to get access to. I just upgraded my Surface to Windows 10 tech preview in here, which has been quite good. And I actually played with the new Xbox Music app, because the app is there. But again, not all the functionality is there. And all I can say is, as we were saying, it abstracts the location of where the source is. Mm. Maybe it's just like a reference that you've downloaded it on your phone at some point. I am an Xbox Music subscriber, so I am able to stream stuff as I want to when I want to hear a song. But I also have the ability to store files on my local system. It doesn't matter where they are. It just simply presents them to you quickly, allows you to sort through them. The best part is manage them for me, because I always had, like, I mistakenly added one of my house PCs to my Xbox library to index it, and then all of a sudden I have all this Christmas music headers and metadata in my in my thing, and all of a sudden I'm listening, I'm driving home on my motorbike, and all of a sudden Jingle Bells comes on over the headset. I'm like, what's going on? So that was because there was a reference to it up in the cloud. So
got it.
I cleaned it up today.
Joe Belfiore did this piece during the event, so you can look for his section of the video of the announcement if you want to go back last week. He does mention that in about a month or 2 months, they're going to add support to the system to put everything in there. Yeah. So imagine this is going to be a rolling update, both in the Xbox Music application, OneDrive, and the Windows 10 preview.
Across the different
devices. It'll be coming in rolling updates across all those things. Yeah. So very cool feature.
Definitely very cool. And don't forget, Windows 10 will be available as a free upgrade to people with licensed registered copies of 7 and 8 and 8.1 that are the Pro and Home variety. If they opt into it within the first year.
An announcement from the Office team today, or last week if you're watching this, Office for Android, for iOS, and a preview for a version of Outlook for Android is now available. So let's go back one by one. The Office for Android
is out of preview
and now
generally available, as long as you you get the freemium versions if you want to, but then if you want extra functionality, log into your Office 365 subscription to be able to
get the full freemium
upgrade.
premium features. Also, if you are part of your business with Office 365, log into your business credentials and they just become another machine, another device that you can access that same stuff with.
I actually, this morning, just installed the Outlook for iOS on my wife's iPhone.
Fruit
device. So she has hers all ready to go. And it was very quick and simple to configure to be able to have access to her Gmail account, her Outlook account, and her
Exchange account. I would say OneNote was already on there.
OneNote already was.
So, and this is just kind of adding to the collection of Office apps that are available across your devices.
Yep.
So no matter which platform you're on, go ahead and check out Office and Outlook on those devices. I don't know about you, Rick, but when I get home, sometimes I get lazy. And lazy enough that I'll be on the couch and I'll be thinking like, oh, I haven't backed up, you know, a bunch of stuff, or I would transfer some files.
You think about backing up your stuff?
Not
really?
Backing up my stuff, but I'm like, oh, I want to get this file off my phone that I just got onto somewhere and I don't want to find a USB cable.
Really? I don't know. I find it hard to believe that you actually consciously think about backing up your phone.
Sometimes I'm on my couch.
I thought I was the geek that worried about infrastructure.
But anyway, the Lumio Conversations blog has a great article on how to transfer files wirelessly from your Lumio to your PC.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a couple options. The first one is called LumiaShare.
Right.
I'm sorry. Let's go back to the first option is you could do it via Bluetooth.
Right, send via Bluetooth.
If your device, if your other device has Bluetooth, which my desktop does not. Laptops do, so I can transfer there.
Yep.
But if you have Wi-Fi support and you're in a local area network, use a couple of these apps. LumiaShare, first one I mentioned. You can download the app on your smartphone, open Lumia Storyteller on the tablet, and connect the phone. And then you can see all your pictures over in your tablet.
I did not know that.
Cool way of doing it.
Yeah.
Another one called Easy Transfer. And this is an app that lets you transfer files via Wi-Fi in just a couple steps.
That's when there's using, again, a sender-receiver technology, but it's using Wi-Fi.
Correct. And then it'll automatically let you view the photo, music, and video folders in your browser's window, and on your browser on your PC, browsing your phone, which is kind of neat way of doing that. And there's Flyer Files. It actually requires additional code to be keyed in your PC or laptop.
Slightly more secure.
Right.
And then I emphasize slightly.
And then the connection screen, you can show the web server address that you put into your folders, and then you can tap and select folders you want to transfer files from. You can go to your web browser and then laptop to download or upload.
So I would have to guess that your choice would be probably the easy transfer, because you just said you get lazy and you don't want to have a second input, and you simply go in and once you have the initial thing installed, you can then go in and say do the transfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably it.
I mean, I guess I've gotten much better about having my main source of content just be in OneDrive, which alleviates some of this.
Oh, yeah.
But there's always times where you need to transfer something and you just don't have access to stuff, and I can get it onto my phone pretty easy. And then, you know, this is a nice way of being able to have more access to your stuff from different places. It'd be great for when my phone gets eaten by my couch, and then I can view files without having to find my phone.
Nice.
Thanks for watching Ping episode 234. That's 234 in the can. See?
I like that. It's
easy to remember.
Very easy to remember.
Thanks for watching. We want you to comment below. Comment below in the comments. You can also continue the conversation with us all week at hashtag Ping Show. Follow us individually at @MarkDeFalco.
@RicksterCDN.
Did you see my new Twitter photo? In the video last week?
I did actually. Okay. When you were on some of your comments.
It looks holographic.
It does look very much holographic.
That's what I was looking for.
Do you guys have like a generator over there?
Maybe.
Yeah?
I can't really talk to you about it. Sorry.
Sorry. Top secret information. You can also send us good old-fashioned snail mail, just in case you might want to get one of those guys there. That would be able to reach us at The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building
20.
I didn't think about that for a second. One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Excellent.
I'm getting there.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePingShow. Let's give you a question of the week.
I think an easy one.
We kicked off the show with the Leatherman tool.
Yes.
So let's go with something like that.
Let's go with, there are currently 25-ish attachments or bangles that have different types of tools on them. If you could design a 26th one, what would it be?
Or 27th, 28th.
Or 28th.
What are the tools you kind of want to find in wearable form?
Easy for me. Some kind of micro USB memory adapter for an SD card.
I'd like a...
like an SD card slot, basically.
Wouldn't it be bad to have a SIM removal tool?
SIM removal? Ooh, that could...
One of those little poker things?
That could hurt.
Yeah, those are small.
I don't know if I want to have that around my wrist. Oh, well, maybe you can engineer ones better.
I'm not an industrial engineer. I'm sure someone can find a way not to pierce myself while doing that. Well, let us know what you think of in the comments on Twitter, on the Facebooks, or via snail mail.
Yeah.
Until then, we will catch you next time.
See ya. Oh, good one. It bounced. I like that.
Yeah.